Welcome to another episode of the Goalkeeper Secrets podcast with your host, Matt Rayla, where each and every episode I break down a goalkeeper secret that'll help you maximize your potential. So if you're ready to take your game to the next level, you're right where you should be. Right on. Thank you for joining me on another episode. I hope you're doing well out there. I know it's been sporadic with my releases. Just been busy. But definitely looking forward to getting more episodes out to you guys. Right on, let's just jump into it. So for this episode, I'm going to talk about leadership and more specifically leadership on the field as a goalkeeper, right? How can you be a leader? And in what ways can you lead? And this is there's a lot that goes into leadership. There's some things that just make you inherently a leader without you being aware of it, and then there's some things that you can purposely do to be a leader. And what I mean by that is, as a goalkeeper, you are just inherently a leader. You're in a leadership role on the team. You're in a position of leadership. Even if you don't have that captain's armband, you're still a leader. And what I like to get through to young goalkeepers especially is that you don't need to be the starting goalkeeper to be a leader. You could be the third string, fourth string goalkeeper and still be a leader. And you can lead by example, and you can lead through your actions, and you can lead with integrity. And that does have an effect on your teammates and the people around you. So when you're on a team, don't just look at the captains as the only leaders, right? Every player on the team is a leader in their own right. But as a goalkeeper, you have a little bit more inherent responsibilities as a leader. Right, because on the field, you're doing a lot of directing, you're doing a lot of coaching, you're organizing, you're calling things out, you're communicating some leadership skills. Now, let's start with how you can be a leader before a game. And for me, one of the best things you can do is lead by example, and that's showing up early to the game. Showing up early, focused, ready to perform. You know, your mind is in the zone, so to speak. You're focused on the game, on your opponent, on your teammates. How can you communicate with your teammates, get them ready to go, help them out, get them amped up, get them focused as well. You know, that's a big one. And for young goalkeepers out there, you know, you may not be driving yourself to the game, right? Your parents are driving you, or you're getting a ride with another parent, or the coach is driving you. You know, make it a priority for you to communicate that you want to be there early. Talk to your parents. Say, hey, I want to get there 15 minutes earlier than when the coach is asking us to be there, because I want to make sure I'm ready. I want to make sure I'm warmed up. I get my mind right. You know, I have the proper amount of time to just refocus my mind. And that can be tough because it's not totally in your control, but it is something that you can put out there and ask your parents or ask whoever is driving you to the game to get you there earlier. That's a leadership quality, being on time to the game. Another one before the game is talking strategy with your teammates. Right, going over some things that you want to see happen in the game, like talking to your defenders. Hey guys, when a corner kick happens, I need you guys to listen to me right away. Like, I'm gonna point you guys to the spots. That's where I want you to be. So be looking for me to direct you when a corner kick happens. You know, just bring some things to their attention. Say, hey guys, I'm left footed. So when I ask for the ball for a back pass, make sure it comes to my left foot so I can deal with it properly. Right, there's little things that we can go over, little strategies, and then also just positive energy, right? being uplifting, pushing your teammates forward, say, hey guys, we got this. I have a good feeling about today. I think we can win. We're playing great. I think we can beat this opponent. Let's play our game. Let's do this. We got this. So bringing that positive energy helps a lot. And your teammates are going to look to you for that. They're going to say, they're going to want to follow you. Now, during the game, as a leader, you don't want to criticize, right? There's a difference between being a boss and being a leader. Being a boss is telling people what to do, telling your teammates what to do without any recognition of them. You're just barking orders at them. Being a leader is showing them what to do, explaining them to them what to do, and you're not micromanaging. You're just pointing things out that you see that need to happen. And you can say it in a, you know, during a game, you have to communicate directly, right? You can't be soft-spoken as a goalkeeper when you're talking to your defenders. You have to be direct. You have to have some urgency in your voice because you need things to happen immediately. And it's not to put your teammates down. You're not criticizing them. You're just speaking with urgency to get them to move because they're in their own heads, right? They're focused on their job and what they need to do as defenders or midfielders or forwards, whatever the case may be. And sometimes you need to speak to them with that urgency to kind of get their attention, right? And you're not putting them down, but you're organizing, you're directing, you're telling defenders what to do, where to stand, where to position themselves, what to look out for. So a leader on the field, you know, during a game, you're going to point things out, right? And you're going to be direct with players. You're going to look them in the eye. You're going to say their names as you direct them. But you're also going to uplift them. You're also going to say good job. You're also going to say great play. You're also going to, tell them unlucky. You know, it's all good. Maybe a defender mishandled the ball and they had a turnover and then it went out of bounds. Just after when the play's dead, just say, hey, unlucky, man. You got it. Next time, keep going. You know what I mean? You can be uplifting as you're playing the game. Keep the spirits high between you and your teammates. If you're degrading them and criticizing them, like, oh, how could you do that? How could you give up the ball right there? What are you doing? Now that defender doesn't want to play for you, now their mind's out of the game. They're thinking, they're frustrated because they know they made a mistake. Now they're even more frustrated because you're laying it on them. And the coach is probably saying something to them. They know they made a mistake. They don't need you to put them down. They need you to bring them up. They need you as the goalkeeper to have their back. Right? And then they'll have your back in return. And so energy is a big thing as a leader. What kind of energy do you bring to your teammates? Do you bring to the game? And that's something to be aware of, especially as a young goalkeeper. Are you a goalkeeper that gets frustrated really easily and starts blaming others and pointing the finger? Say, oh, you get scored on and then your first reaction is to blame your teammates for letting that player get by them? That does not help the team dynamics, and that doesn't help your team going forward. Yeah, maybe your defender made a mistake and they got beat when they shouldn't have. Okay, that's a conversation to have after the game or at halftime. Then you can pull him aside or her and have that conversation, right? It's not something to do during the game. During the game, it's all good. Unlucky. Let's get the next one. Let's stay focused, right? It's not, hey, how could you do that? You messed up. You hurt the team. That doesn't help. And when you do pull them aside at halftime or after the game, it's a calm conversation and it's positive. Say, hey, next time I need you to not get beat. I need you to push that player to the outside. Push them to their left foot or their right foot. You know, point things out to help them. Right? Don't just criticize them and say, what are you doing? How could you make that mistake? You let us down. That's not good energy. So be aware of the energy that you bring to your teammates and that you bring to the game. And then for after the game, it's also how you carry yourself, how you treat your opponents, how you treat the referees, how you treat your coaches, how you treat your teammates. You know, lead with integrity. Have respect for everyone around you. Have respect for the opponents. Yeah, maybe they're talking trash during the game and they get inside your head, you get a little frustrated. But after the game, you shake their hands, you say good game, and you move on. You know, that's a leader. A leader doesn't start a fight or, you know, walks off the field without shaking hands and complains and kicks the ground. Your teammates see that, you see you doing that, and they don't look at you as a leader. They see someone who can't handle the emotions of the game, who's not in control of their emotions. So always be respectful no matter what's going on. Carry yourself with integrity. Always have your head up high, your shoulders high. And that's another big thing. And I know I've spoken about this before, but dealing with your frustration, right? If you get frustrated during a game or after the game, and you are letting out your frustration, which is natural, you're human, you're going to let it out. But you need to get in control of your emotions quickly. You can't be punching the ground or kicking the post, screaming and yelling, and just acting, you know, out your emotions. Your teammates look at that and they're like, oh man, I can't look to this person for leadership anymore. I can't look to them to have our backs. They're out of the game. They're mentally gone. The other team sees it and they're like, good, we got them. We got inside their heads. We're going to keep going hard. We're going to get after it. We're going to score more goals. So as a goalkeeper, you need to understand that it's okay to be frustrated, let it out with a hand clap or whatever you need to do, but then let it go. And just remind yourself that you can work on that after the game. Right, you can spend some time thinking about the mistake you made and then deal with the frustrations and then deal with, okay, what could I have done better? You don't have the time or the luxury to do that during a game. You got to be focused and right back in it, right? It's okay to make a mistake. We all make mistakes. Move on to the next play because your teammates are counting on you. Your teammates are counting on you to be strong, confident, calm, composed. That's what they want in a leadership role for a goalkeeper. And one last thing that I want to put out there to everyone, especially young goalkeepers that are 12, 13, 14, 15. As you're getting older, you're looking to play at a higher level. You're looking to play for an academy or a club team or a high school team or get recruited to college or professional. Being a leader goes a long way. Coaches and people who are recruiting, they're watching your games at tournaments. They're paying attention to everything you do. Everything. Not just what you do on the field, not just the saves that you make. They're paying attention to how you communicate. They're paying attention to how you warm up. They're paying attention to how you treat your teammates, how you treat your opponents, right? You could be the best goalkeeper. You could be making great saves. But if you're talking trash to the sidelines at parents, and you're yelling nonsense and you're getting emotional and you're starting fights and you're doing all this crazy stuff, coaches don't want that on their team. That's trouble. They're not going to want you. They don't see you as a leader. Coaches want leaders on their team at every level. And you may not be the starting keeper on their team, but they still want that leader to be there to help with the team. So if a coach is recruiting you and they see you communicating with your teammates in a positive way, you're bringing positive energy, but you're being direct and urgent and have urgency in your voice, and they see you being respectful to the referees, the coaches, the opponents, the parents, they love that. Then they want to pay more attention to you. Then they're like, okay, that was a great back pass. Oh, and then they start seeing the little things. But if they see you not being able to handle the leadership role as a goalkeeper, they're going to move on. They're like, okay, I'm going to watch the next player. I'm going to watch someone else. So keep that in mind. As you get older, as you start playing at a higher level, you got to incorporate the leadership role into your game. To take ownership of it. Be the leader that you want to be. And you can always do that. No matter what position you're in, no matter what level you're at, no matter what age you're at, you can be a leader. You can be a fourth string goalkeeper and be a leader. right? It's how you carry yourself, how you show up to trainings, how you deal with problems. Do you find solutions or do you create more problems? Right? Do you help your teammates or do you leave them on their own? That's the question. A leader is always there to support his teammates and he's there for them, especially when times aren't well, especially during times of loss. When you guys lose games, you know, how are you treating your teammates? Do you isolate yourself and push them away or do you bring people together? So yeah, I hope that helps. I hope all the young goalkeepers out there take leadership seriously and want to incorporate that into the game besides just the technical and tactical aspects of being a goalkeeper. And as always, patience plus persistence plus gratitude equals abundance. Peace.